Hi, my friends. Welcome back to our cozy corner of the internet where we dive into topics close to our hearts. And today is no exception. We'll be exploring something that many women carry with them without even recognizing it. And some of them recognize it all too well. And it is the mother wound. Today, we'll talk about what the mother wound is, how it develops, and how we can begin healing it. So, without further ado, let's dive in. Hey, sister friend, welcome to the Shades of Trauma Healing podcast. Do you want to overcome the wounds and impacts of childhood trauma that are holding you back in life? Do you want to get unstuck, begin thriving, and confidently living God's best in all areas? I'm Jenny L., a certified clinical trauma specialist, life coach, trauma thriver, and most of all, a daughter of God living loved and on purpose. In this podcast, I'll share trauma education, healing strategies along with biblical applications and motivational stories to support you in your journey toward trauma healing and thriving. So grab your journal, settle into your favorite spot, and let's begin. Yesterday was Mother's Day in the UK, and although I don't live in the UK anymore, I still celebrate it because I get to honor my mom twice a year on the UK and the US Mother's Day. Obviously, it's not that I wait for these 2 days to celebrate her, but you know, it feels nice to place emphasis on her. Plus, it keeps me connected to the memories that I had while I lived in the UK. So I thought today I would talk about what the mother wound is, because I know some of my listeners are in the UK, and when it's Mother's Day in the rest of the world, I will be back with another related and connected episode. My relationship with my mom was not always as it is today. I wouldn't say it was toxic or extremely negative or even abusive, but it wasn't really close either. There was an emotional disconnect between us, and it took me years to figure out and define what our relationship was really like, and then it took me time to figure out how to heal my inner wounded child and by extension heal the relationship with my mom. Thankfully, my mom is very open to learning and growing. She was patient with me when I shared how I was wounded, and when she understood, she actually made efforts to meet my adult needs after we had a good cry over our childhoods, because part of the process was me hearing her story and understanding who she was as a woman. I am fully aware that not all moms engage or respond like this when daughters try to talk to them. I know I am blessed to have this healing experience, and I will talk more about how we got there in another episode. Like I said, for today, I want to acknowledge the mother wound many of you experience and let you know that you are not alone and there is a way to heal. I'll start by defining what the mother wound is, and it's essentially the emotional pain and trauma that can arise out of our relationships with our mothers or our primary caregivers during childhood. In those moments when you don't feel seen, heard, or loved in the way that you need, it's a missed attachment or nurturing or attunement moment. And I want to be clear, as always, this is not an episode about blaming mothers or assigning fault. My focus here is about raising awareness, providing understanding of how our early experiences shape us, and we can begin recognizing and naming the impact it had in our lives so we can begin healing. So think back to your own childhood. Were there times when you felt misunderstood or neglected by your mom? Maybe she was dealing with her own challenges or trauma and she wasn't able to give you the attention and support that you craved. Or maybe she had certain expectations of you that you just couldn't meet, and this left you feeling like you were never good enough. Some of you experienced horrible things as young girls, like sexual abuse, emotional abuse, bullying, just to name a few. If your mom knew, you didn't feel like she protected you, or if she did not know, when you told her what was happening to you, mom blamed you, she didn't believe you, or she told you to suck it up because she went through the same thing or worse than you, so you just have to find a way to deal with it. That hurts, right? If you experienced any of this, this is crushing to the soul of a little girl, and it makes you feel unsafe, unprotected, and even hopeless. Maybe some of the thoughts that you had was, if mom couldn't protect me or believe me, what does that say about me? Am I worth anything? Does my mom not even care or like me? Back in episode 15, I talked about what contributes to trauma. Whenever there is fear and hopelessness, there is trauma. So incidents like these can traumatize a child and rupture the relationship with the primary caregiver. Now, let's talk about some other facts that can create this mother wound. There are various factors at play here. As I mentioned and I touched a little bit on it before, maybe your mother struggled with her own issues like addiction, she had neglect, she experienced physical abuse, had mental health challenges, sexual trauma, and this made it difficult for her to be fully present with you, listen to you, or love you because she didn't even experience love herself. She doesn't even know how to do it. Maybe she went through a divorce or some kind of loss that impacted her, which then impacted her relationship with you. As you think about your upbringing, were there times where you felt like you had to take care of your mom instead of the other way around? Or maybe you were constantly walking on eggshells because you were just so afraid to upset or trigger her anger or some other negative emotion or situation. Whatever occurred or however it happened, the common thread is that your needs weren't fully met in those crucial formative years, or at times when you experienced hurt, your mom or primary caregiver did not help you process the experience, and that left you with scars that you still are dealing with today. At its core, the mother wound is about the unmet need and longing for deeper connection with our mothers or repair to hurts that occurred from our primary caregiver. And you might be wondering if the mother wound is something that everyone deals with. And the truth is, to some degree, yes. Whether it's feeling like we could never measure up to our mother's expectations or longing for deeper connection that was never fully realized, the mother wound can affect all of us. As you consider the different women in your lives, your friends, your sisters, your co-workers, most likely a lot of them are carrying around their own mother wounds, even if they don't talk about it openly. Because it's a shared experience that goes across cultural backgrounds, socioeconomic status, and even age. What I've found in cultures of color, and depending on when you grew up, there was this hesitancy to talk openly about these things. There was this spoken or unspoken rule that you just didn't touch those topics. You didn't even question your parents or other adults. In fact, if your feelings were even acknowledged as a child, you were one of the blessed ones. It was like children should be seen and not heard. So there wasn't even space to talk about things that bothered us. And talking about emotions, what was that? That's what some people experience. Even though most women experience some disappointment and hurt from their mothers, because they are human, our mothers are human, and they are not perfect either, what really creates the wound is lack of opportunity to process what you experience with the person or another safe and loving individual. And the opportunity to repair and reconnect with each other, if that is missed, then that is where trauma begins to form. I often ask my clients, what brings you to therapy now? Why now? Many would say, since I had children, I've noticed myself doing things that my mom did, and I don't want my child to experience what I experienced with my mom. These dear women are beginning to notice behaviors and patterns that are not healthy, not supportive, and they're trying to make a change so they can bond healthily with their own children. Based on what I've said so far, you can probably identify with some of the circumstances I mentioned. But if you're still wondering, let's look at some of the signs and effects of the mother wound. because a mother wound can manifest in you in many different ways. It can look like you constantly seeking external validation and approval from other people. Think about, where did that come from? Or you constantly try to fill a void left by your mother's absence or neglect. Many women don't know that this is what they are doing when they turn to chocolate, comfort food, substances, unhealthy relationships, or throw themselves into what I call busy work or overfunctioning. For other women, you struggle with intimacy and trust. You are afraid to let others in because you're afraid of getting hurt like you were in the past, and that's totally understandable. The effects of the mother wound can be far-reaching, impacting our relationships, self-esteem, and our overall sense of well-being. But the good news is, awareness is the first step towards healing, because, you know, I like to say, what is revealed can be healed. Maybe so far in your life, you find that you are repeating patterns from your childhood, even when you know they are not serving you. How many of us, when we were younger, said, when I grow up, I don't want to be like my mom, until you grow up and you find yourself acting exactly like her? When it comes to relationships, maybe you find yourself drawn to emotionally unavailable partner, which unconsciously is you mirroring the dynamic you had with your mom. Mom was not there emotionally for you. Or maybe you're overly critical of yourself, constantly striving for perfection as a way to win mom's approval or even prove her wrong. I've known women, even though their moms are no longer alive, the voice of their mom is still playing in their head, and they're still living out this pattern of trying to please mom or prove her wrong. It can be so frustrating when you see how the mother wound still influences your thoughts and behaviors. But here's some good news, some more good news. You have the power to break free from its grip and change the patterns of wounding. As you move towards your healing, here are some things to consider. Now, first things first, you need to acknowledge the pain. Many of us grew up seeing families on TV that were so ideal, so happy, and we wanted our families to look like that. And in doing so, we denied our own pain. It's okay to admit that you've been hurt, that your relationship with your mom wasn't the greatest, and you do wish it could be better. You know, allow yourself to feel those emotions without any judgment, without any shame, and even allow yourself to grieve what you wish you had but didn't. It was not your fault. It probably feels unfair, you may feel robbed, and you're probably angry. It's okay to name what you are feeling so you can begin processing and healing it. I talk about the inner child exercises in episodes 27, 28, and 29. I took time to talk about that because it's so important in our healing. So go back, listen to those episodes, because these are great ways to let your inner child, which is your emotional self, share the pain and losses she experienced and the wounds that she needs to have healed, and even the needs that she needs met. Number two, seek support. It might be difficult to do this on your own, and you will be vulnerable and need extra support. I've had clients who could not do this work on their own between sessions because, if you think about it, they felt alone at the time of the wounding, so why would they want to process such emotions again by themselves? This could be re-traumatizing, or some people just wouldn't do it because it seems too hard to do, and that's fair. In times like these, you can turn to someone for support. Get the support from a trained professional or at least a trauma-informed spiritual leader or counselor to support you as you do this work. Please, my sisters, don't be afraid to reach out for help. It is not a sign of weakness, and healing does not have to be alone. You've most likely been alone for too long, for too often, and it is time to get support in your healing. Number three, set boundaries. If you've tried to reach out to your mother and her actions or reactions leave you feeling triggered, or if it just does not go well, as difficult as it would be, Learn to protect yourself from further harm by establishing healthy boundaries in your relationship with your mom. This may turn out to be permanent, or it may be temporary while you do your own healing and you're able to go back to the conversation in a different way, in a different time. It can be temporary if your mom is also doing her work, and later on the opportunity rises up for the conversation to happen. But if change is not happening at all and you keep getting re-triggered, hurt, and you just keep going back to what you experienced as a child when you speak with her, consider setting healthy boundaries, communicating those boundaries, and then living them out while you do your healing. Number 4, practice self-care. I will continue to emphasize practicing self-care, maybe in almost every episode, because it is one of the areas where I see Christian women floundering a lot. A lot of Christian women think self-care is selfish. Some think it's not godly. And a whole lot more don't even think they deserve care because of how they were treated as young girls or women. My friend, you are so valuable because you are a daughter of God. And I encourage you to make self-care a priority in your life. It is not selfish. We are called to be stewards of our bodies. If we go to scripture, our bodies are the temple of God. We talk about this in the context of what we eat. But what about our mental health? Physical health, mental health, spiritual health, they're all part of us. And we do need to give enough attention and time to care for every arena in our lives. If you don't know how to care for yourself, learn how to do it and choose something that meets you where you need it, whether it's through scripture meditation, journaling, doodling, crafting, going to the gym, going for a massage. Take time to do things you enjoy without feeling guilty, knowing that you are honoring yourself because you are the daughter of God and you are valuable to Him. Nurturing yourself is essential on the healing journey. Number 5, forgiveness. Yes, 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 forgiveness. This can be a tough one, but try to release any resentment or anger you may be holding towards your mom. And remember that forgiveness isn't about excusing her behavior. It's about freeing you from the weight of the past. If you want more direction and how to go about having forgiveness or exercising forgiveness, check out episode 22. I go into a lot of detail about what forgiveness is, what it is not, and how best to exercise it. Number 6, last but certainly not least, learn to reparent yourself. Here's the reality. You cannot go back in time, become a child again, change your mom, or get the kind of parenting you needed or deserved. This is hard to hear because whether we consciously or subconsciously think it, a lot of wounded women want this. But even though you can't go back in time, you can learn to heal, nurture, and love yourself in the ways that you missed out on as a child. Plus, you can enter into the embrace and understanding of what God's healing love is like. In healing the relationship with my mom, I had to let my inner child grieve what she did not get. Then I had to learn to reparent her so she was no longer acting out of wounding. So when I approached my mom with conversations, I was speaking from a place of healing. I wasn't accusing, bitter, angry, or anything like that. I was able to have a conversation, one hurt but healing woman to another. And that made a huge difference in our communications and in the way we were able to move forward in our relationship. Okay, so that was a bit heavy. I shared with you how you can go about your healing, and I am fully aware that this takes time, it takes consistent practice, it takes a lot of self-examination, dealing with emotions. So let's take a breath, look around your space, notice your surroundings. What do you see? You are in the present and you are safe right now. From today's episode, where would you like to start with healing your mother wound? you certainly don't have to do all of these suggestions at once. In fact, I don't even recommend it. If I had to choose where to start, in fact, when I did choose where to start, it was a combo of getting support and acknowledging my pain. But you think about it. Where do you want to start? Healing the mother wound is possible. You may not get to a place where you're on good terms with your mother, depending on the type of history, trauma, relationship, etc., but you can certainly find peace and healing in yourself. Remember, you are not alone in this journey, and there is always hope for healing and growth. If you would like to get support as you do this work from other Daughters of God, I invite you to join me over in our private Facebook community, Heal Childhood Trauma as Christian Women of Color, because this is a safe space for like-minded women to get support and sisterhood as they need. To be in contact with me and to get updates on what is happening in the podcast, what's coming up, I invite you to also sign up to become a Shades of Trauma Healing Podcast Insider at subscribepage.io/STH podcast. Once again, that link is subscribepage.io/STH podcast. And thank you so much for your emails. I am always encouraged to hear how one thing that you heard in the podcast is benefiting or causing an impact, a positive impact in your life. Continue to send your emails to support@shadesoftraumahealing.com. Until next time, continue to take good care of yourselves and remember that as a daughter of God, you are dearly loved. Before you go, sister friend, did this podcast episode encourage, inspire, or teach you something new? If so, would you be so kind as to share it with another friend who needs help to overcome her childhood trauma? And don't forget to hop over to Apple Podcasts to leave a rating and a written review for the show. This way, the show can reach more sisters who need to hear it. Thank you for listening, and know that I am cheering for your healing. I'll be back next week, so until then, take time to breathe and be blessed.